Very good. So now is the time for some meditation. Happy half hour at the Buddhist Society in Nonamara. So if you'd like to sit down on a chair, crossing your legs, leaning against the wall, which is the best seats in the house. Some people have got their spot already reserved against the pillars. So, we sit down, we close our eyes, and it's the time for resting, relaxing. Remember, meditation should never be regarded as hard work. You do that during your daily life. This is learning how to relax the body and relax the mind. So I always call the meditation sessions Club Med. Club Med Nonamara. Meditation Nonamara. Saying that is not just for the joke, it's for the fact that it sets the mind in a different theme. Not torturing yourself. Meditation because it's good for you. Like medicine. This is stuff which you like doing. You enjoy it. Like a holiday from the busyness of the world. So we start off by being aware of our bodies, sitting here. Sometimes we're so busy, I get busy talking to people, doing stuff. So when I meditate, it's like coming home, checking in with my body. How you going, body? And straight away, as soon as you're aware of your body, you can usually find out, I haven't got my legs crossed properly, or my butt needs to be lifted off the chair a little bit. So those of you with long legs, you can put a cushion underneath your bottom, which means that your knees are much higher above the ground. Those of you with short legs, you put the cushion under your feet, which means you're more comfortable. You do not get closer to enlightenment by experiencing pain. You get closer to the hospital. So, relax the body, making sure that everything is as comfortable as you feel you can make it, and then realize you can go much more comfortable than this. By focusing on your legs. How are your legs now? Just focus. Don't focus on the sounds. Focus on the feelings in your legs. How are they? When you are mindful of those feelings, you get sort of the information to know whether you need to move them or keep them where they are. If you feel you need to move those legs, please do so. And then you get what we call feedback from the mindfulness. You find out whether this is better or this is worse. That is so important for you to be able to get comfortable and learn how to relax with wisdom and kindness. And once your legs are pretty good, then go to your butt, your bottom. In Buddhism, this is not like the US Marines, we don't kick butt, we're kind to our butt. So a lot of times people fidget because they don't sit properly. They haven't got enough cushion underneath their bottom, or they're just pieces of clothing folded into your bottom. Make sure everything is just as nice as you can make it, as comfortable as you can make it. Then move up to your back. Many people have back problems because of bad posture. What is the correct posture for you? It's not what you read in the books, it's what you feel. I like stretching my back when I start meditation. It just releases all these wonderful endorphins, free pleasure into my back. And then I let it go, let it relax. until it comes to a position where I feel it's as comfortable as I can make it. It's not just learning how to have a comfortable posture, it's learning this attitude to meditation of awareness and kindness, being in the moment, being soft, which means that your mind becomes kind and soft in this moment, and you get the benefits of peace and good health as well. And then I look at my hands, where my hands position now. You can put them on your knees if you want, you can put them in your lap, you can put them in your head if you want. Whatever they're comfortable. And I get them comfortable to begin with so they don't need to be fidgeted later on. And it's a posture, a position where they can stay there for the next half hour, comfortable at ease. And then get to my shoulders. I like to imagine my shoulders like a bundle of strings or rubber bands. Sometimes they're stretched tight. That's why we get stress in our shoulder muscles. No one's to blame for it, it's just life. So imagining these muscles being stretched at both ends like rubber bands, and I let go of both ends. I imagine letting them go, releasing the tension, letting them fall back into a natural, loose position. When I do a little, simple, imaginary visualization like that, that's how the shoulders do relax. And then my neck do have a bit of hay fever, so notice on the way up here, the farmers are cutting the hay in the fields. So, a little bit of itch, irritation on my throat. If you need to cough, please do so. Coughs are permitted. As soon as I don't try and stop the irritation, it relaxes. I learned something very important from that mindfulness and kindness. When I try and control things, they get tense, they get worse. When I'm aware and kind, relax, the problem lessens. Then I go up to my head. Okay, my sinuses are a bit blocked. You may have a headache or an itch or an irritation somewhere. Just be aware of it. And be kind to it. Open the door of your heart to this moment, as it is, and let it be. And see if mindfulness gives you the feedback that everything is relaxing and you're getting comfortable. And you look at your whole body sitting here, at peace. Relaxed, not perfectly relaxed, that's very hard to do, but pretty comfortable. And then for those of you who want to go a little bit deeper, see if you can notice the pleasure of a relaxed body. A body without any tightness or tension. If you notice that relaxed pleasure, the relaxation goes deeper. Just being here with your body. Once you think your body is relaxed enough, then you can go to your mind. What do I mean by that? Ask yourself, are you irritated, agitated, or are you peaceful? How peaceful are you? Give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 means really, really peaceful. 10 means pretty agitated. Whatever that number is, it means you're aware of what I call the peace-ometer. You're mindful of that part of your mind which tells you how peaceful or how agitated it is. Keep watching that peace-ometer and find out from the feedback of mindfulness what makes that needle go up to show more agitation, more irritation. What makes that needle go down for more peace? Experiment. Usually find that letting things be, being in this moment, no past, no future, being kind, then that needle goes more and more down, closer to one. You're learning how to bring peace to your mind. Once the mind does relax, it becomes, using the simile of the guitar string, when you're really tense, it's like a string which is pulled tight on both ends. Something impinges on that string and it makes a high-pitched sound. When there's medium tension on that string, it's a low-pitched sound. When there's no tension at all, there's no sound at all. When the mind is tense, a little sound from outside, sound of a car, police siren, somebody coughing, it really reverberates. When you're really, really relaxed, there's no tightness on that string at all, any sound doesn't really affect you. You're peaceful, relaxed. You have resilience, tolerance. You're loose. Whatever happened in the past, don't let it come into the present. As for the future, now is where your future is being made. This is the only reality you ever have, now. So just make peace with this moment. It doesn't matter what it is. Don't fight it. Make peace with it. Relax. Open the door of your heart to whatever you're experiencing right now and see if that moves the peaceometer closer and closer to real peace. We don't fight the world, we're at peace with the world. quite often your breath becomes the object of your meditation. If it does, just allow the breath to come in. Watch the breath going out. Not forcing it. Being a friend to your breathing. Don't be a master or a mistress. If it helps as you breathe in peace, health, contentment. And breathe out, let go. Let go of whatever's disturbing, harassing. Sickness, fear, anxiety. Let it all go with the out-breath. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. I will now be quiet until the end of the meditation. getting close to the end of the meditation now. Don't open your eyes yet. How does it feel? How relaxed is the body? How peaceful is the mind? Just as I encourage you to notice the pleasure of a relaxed body, can you notice the pleasure of a peaceful mind? The delight of peace. The more you notice the delight associated with peace, the deeper that peace will go. You don't create peace. The delight, the sheer pleasure, takes your mind into deeper and deeper peaceful states. Going to ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, please come out of your meditation. It's always amazing for me when I shut my eyes to meditate. There's not so many people here. After half an hour, I open my eyes, you all multiply. Where did you come from? Very good. So those of you who need to go out, go to the toilet or whatever, please, now's the time. Those who want to come in, please come in.